Enthusiastic, relatively new hunter Todd Points talks about how he got fellow family members to join him in his passion. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
My dad and my brother really weren't into it. I don't want to say I bullied them into it, but I'd go pick them up if they wouldn't get up. I'd show up at their house at 5:30 in the morning, and we'd go duck hunting. So it was just really, my dad and brother and I did everything together, you know, skiing, fishing. We played a ton of golf. Both my brother and I have been scratch golfers most of our life, and my dad is just a real coach at golf. And it was just another cool thing that we could do. Neither one of them blew a duck call. My dad can barely hit water if we fell out of a boat with a shotgun. So I saved a bunch of money. I bought him a Beretta autoloader, the old, I think it's the A91 or 390. I can't remember what the hell they're called. Great, great gun. And we'd be putting on a pheasant hunt. And it was, this country was so fun because there's a ton of scrub and we're hunting river bottom and all manner of cover and just really unique hunting. So you're not just pushing through beet fields or anything like that. You're going through the brush. And, you know, my dogs learned to be ditch dogs really soon. And when dad was far away from us, and usually my dad and my brother and maybe one of my buddies, he'd call out, rooster! And my dad would, he'd hear, boom, boom, boom! And then an expletive. He knew we were just being jerks when we were like, hey, dad, you get it? That was kind of the start of just a passion to get out.
A passion that all of us feel. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.